even when it feels like, even when you're like working in a basement and like you're hungry and you're tired and you aren't getting paid and you're 19 and you're in your undergrad and you feel stupid and you feel like nothing you're doing matters. Like, it does matter if you can stay vigilant and consistent and stick to what you believe in.
On Thursday, August 13th, Portland State University announced that it would disarm its public safety officers in the coming term. This announcement marks a hard-fought victory for the group Disarm PSU, made up of students, staff, and faculty. The group has opposed and demonstrated against the arming of campus security officers since before the decision was made in 2015. Their calls for disarmament amplified in 2018 when campus security shot and killed a 45-year-old black man named Jason Washington. At the time, Washington had been breaking up a bar fight. Now, one aspect of his tragic death has been addressed by university administration. Campus security will no longer carry guns. I spoke with Disarm PSU organizer Olivia Pace about the road to this landmark decision, what comes next, and what the fight has taught her as a young organizer.
My name is Olivia Pace. I use she, her pronouns. I'm an alumni of Portland State and of the Portland State University Student Union and a member of the Growing Seeds Workers Union.
And I also understand, you know, you're a member of Disarm PSU. Can you tell me about that organization?
So Disarm PSU has existed as a campaign since 2015, and really since 2013. The decision was made to arm campus security at Portland State in 2015, but students, staff, and faculty have been organizing against the creation of that police force since 2013. And then once it happened, the campaign was launched in 2015. And so the campaign was started and underlined by the Portland State University Student Union. And since in this last period, since kind of the resurgence of Black Lives Matter, the campaign has kind of morphed into its own organization, its own coalition of various students, staff, faculty, alumni, and community members. So I'm a part of that as well. But most of my work with the campaign was as a member of the student union.
Last week, university officials announced that they would disarm those campus officers in the coming fall term. What has been your reaction to that announcement?
Pretty thrilled, honestly. Yeah, it is. It's really exciting. Just on multiple levels. On a personal level, like, I have been involved in this campaign since I was 18. I turn 24 next week, so it's been the defining work of my adult life. And so to see, and there are just, I speak for, I think, everybody who had been involved in the campaign for as much time as I had, where there were just so many moments where we were working so hard and it just felt so impossible. And I just think there were a lot of moments where we thought it would never happen. So to see it happen on a personal level is like really thrilling. Thrilling because this is the first semblance of any kind of justice that the Washington family has gotten. As Jason Washington was murdered by campus security in 2018 after they had been armed and deputized for three years, it was like our greatest fear that would happen, and it did. And so to see the university kind of really treat his family so abhorrently on so many levels, to finally have some kind of positive changes out of the horrific things that they did is like a relief. And it's really exciting because I know, and I've heard from a lot of students, that like this campaign inspired similar kinds of organizing across universities in Oregon. And to sort of show that these kinds of campaigns to kind of disarm and demilitarize campus safety can win is so exciting, and to have a win for a 7-year campaign during a resurgence of the Black Lives Matter movement is just like, yeah, really exciting. So there's a lot of work to be done to mitigate police violence and to end the violence that is inherent to policing, obviously. But to have this win after such a long fight and after so much is just, is really exciting.
And so the president and the board of trustees say that they're going to announce a revised safety plan for PSU. What do you hope that entails?
I hope it entails, and I am saying I hope, and also that I know that this is something, this will be the next thing that organizers have to fight for. My main hope is that creation of any kind of plan and any committees going forward that oversee the reimagine, they're putting out this reimagining campus safety committee, and if any processes going forward regarding campus safety are led by Black and Indigenous student, staff, and faculty, and that the people who, and that those people who are involved in this process are chosen and elected through a democratic process, as opposed to what the university usually does when it puts together committees like this, where it kind of hand selects students who are the least inflammatory and who they like the most, who they think will be the easiest to work with, and who don't deviate too far from their own views. And I also hope, and I know that this is something that we will really fervently have to fight for, that the university will prioritize services and for students in the community, like raising wages on campus and creating more affordable housing on campus and really implementing things that can help students, community members, staff, and faculty get their basic needs met, and that those services can be disconnected from policing, and that is at like the center of their approach to safety, is like community welfare and having people get their needs met, rather than just kind of having the same kind of policing that we see on the streets every day without arms. But that's something that I know that that students, staff, and faculty will have to fight for, and that has been like a call from student organizers, staff organizers, faculty organizers for years now.
So my next question, you spoke to this a little bit, but why do you think Portland State finally reversed the decision to arm campus safety officers?
We always said that when and if they did this, it was going to be a question of like finances and reputation, and that until they felt like it would help their reputation or save their reputation, but they weren't going to be compelled to do it. And so I think that this political moment we're in right now, where there are kind of these unprecedented and very like widespread demands to actually remove and reallocate resources from systems of policing, it clearly created like a pathway where they could do this and look like heroes. And I also think that, I don't know this for sure, but I assume that given the current health and financial crisis, that they saw more financial benefit to this decision at this point than disadvantage. And that I don't know that for sure, and I don't have those numbers. But I think the timing was just right for them, in terms of those reputational and financial aspects. But I know that had there not been, 7 years of, and on top of it, because they've had 7 years of students pushing them and calling on them to do this, I mean, in the last few weeks, they've put out these statements saying, like, Black Lives Matter, and every single time they say anything like it on their Instagram, the comments are just flooded with people saying, well, if Black Lives Matter, then why won't you listen to students and disarm PSU? If Black Lives Matter, then why did you kill Jason Washington? And people just, they just were, have not been able to kind of project themselves as the liberal, inclusive university that they want to, that they always do. And so I think, the current political moment, the reputational and financial aspects for them, plus the 7 years of pushing that they've gotten, that kind of puts them in a position to look like they're really, turning a corner and making a kind of a pro Black Lives Matter decision. I think that it lined up to make them look really positive and progressive. And it is a very positive and progressive decision, but it wouldn't have happened without the work of student, staff, and faculty.
So in working with Disarm PSU, have you found that people outside of that group have misconceptions about what you're working towards?
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, and I think some of those things are misconceptions, and some of those things are just, you know, kind of more blatant political disagreements. But I mean, there's a lot on like different levels. There's sometimes confusion and ideas that this is about guns and kind of like, and there's throughout the years been a lot of like gun rights advocates who see, maybe they just see Disarm PSU or they just hear that we are upset that an armed police force was created and they think that it's an assault on their Second Amendment rights when really it isn't. I mean, I think within the organizing for Disarm PSU throughout the year, the group has contained, I suppose we don't talk about it, a myriad of different opinions on gun rights, but this isn't about gun rights. This is about policing and the capacity for the state to oppress and kill people. So that's one misconception. Another misconception is that we haven't thought about the threat of mass shootings on campuses. That's like probably the number one response we get from people who are confused. It's just like, what about a mass shooter? In the last few days, I've seen comments of people just being like, this is an invitation for criminals to come onto campus and harm people. And that's just always been the number one comment we've gotten like this entire time. And there's a lot to unpack in that. But I mean, first, while mass shootings are certainly a threat to campus communities, they do not occur. There still is like a small chance that they occur. And then when they do occur, there's an even smaller chance that they're ended and that the killer is like stopped and what lives are saved through armed campus police forces. It is like one of the lowest like possible. It is like one of the lowest possibilities in terms of how the outcome of situations like that. Usually perpetrator kills themselves. They're stopped by a civilian. What there's a much higher chance of is the police will actually bring more violence into the communities that they are supposed to protect. But we don't see policing that way at all. So it kind of comes from a fundamental misunderstanding or disagreement about what purpose police actually serve. Because a lot of people, I'm sure you know, believe that policing is a mechanism of protection and of safety. And the organizers for Disarm PSU fundamentally disagree with that. Through my time organizing at PSU, especially like when I was in my undergrad, I just saw more than those things, I saw a huge shift in understanding and in culture around how we think about campus safety and policing. And so I think that there's a lot of understanding about where we're coming from.
A lot of social movements come from the organizing power of students and young people. What would you say to other young organizers who are getting started? Any lessons from your experience?
So many. I think it's like cheesy and it's easy to say and it's harder to do, but like to stay vigilant and know that like you're doing the work now when it feels like, I'll just say this to frame what I'm trying to say. When the day that they announced that they were going to disarm campus officers, a bunch of us who had been involved for like years and years and years got together and were just all sitting around socially distanced with masks and were just like looking at each other like we didn't even know what to say. We were just so shocked because we had been doing this for so many years and had experienced so much and had watched somebody be murdered by this police force that we had been fighting against. And like, there were just so many moments where it felt impossible. And then it just happened and it felt like it just kind of happened out of nowhere. And like, there have been so many moments where we had been fighting so much harder and where we had occupied buildings and like done all this shit and it didn't happen. And so And then it just happened because of this political moment that we're in, like because we are in this like unprecedented civil rights and like civil rights, human rights, anti-police, anti-state movement right now. And it just shows to organizers, because organizing is not generally flashy, fun. Usually it is doing extremely like monotonous, boring, hard, laborious, tedious work that you're not paid for and that you see very little change from in the short term or even in like the medium term. But if we hadn't done all of that work for all those years when it felt like literally nobody cared and when it felt like nothing would happen, then when this moment right now came, it would have just passed. Like we had to trudge along through those years where it felt impossible to get to here. And like we didn't create this political moment, but we were ready for it to come to get this win. So I guess just like staying really, really vigilant and knowing that like you might never see the results of your work, but you might. And that no matter whether you do or not, it's serving like a higher purpose farther along, and that like somebody will benefit from what you're doing, even when it feels like, even when you're like working in a basement and like you're hungry and you're tired and you aren't getting paid and you're 19 and you're in your undergrad and you feel stupid and you feel like nothing you're doing matters. Like it does matter if you can stay vigilant and consistent and stick to what you believe in.
We've been speaking with Olivia Pace, a PSU alum with the group Disarm PSU, about the university's recent move to disarm campus security. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings.